If you could talk about maybe what you think the number one or number two impediments to improving educational outcomes in our city are. If you could wage a magic wand, what do we do to make Baltimore City a great academic outcome place?
Economic equity.
Tell me about that.
If parents are worried about if they are going to have a job, if they're worried about being laid off, those things trickle over into the home. Baltimore used to have General Motors, and they used to have the Bethlehem Steel, and there were a lot of employment opportunities for parents and blue-collar workers. Now it's more of a service place to work. And I think just knowing that we have so many kids in poverty, so many Title I schools, so many children eligible for free and reduced lunch. If we could just have everybody making a livable wage,
yeah,
and parents didn't have to worry about that, you wouldn't have to worry about domestic violence that children witness every single day. There are children who witness that. You can go in any classroom any given day and ask children, how many of you witnessed a murder, or how many of you know somebody in jail? And every hand will probably go up. And if we could just get away with from those kinds of things that parents didn't have to worry about and children didn't have to worry about, they could just concentrate on academics.
The one thing we don't talk about, and we should, is how many children lost a parent. How many children lost a parent?
And it's so devastating. I mean, it is a devastating thing when children lose a parent. I had a student in my class, and I will never forget this. His mother was found in a dumpster. He's a first grader. And he was so emotionally disturbed behind that, that he was hard for him to concentrate in class. And he would do things like drive the chair around and go touch, hit kids, and just create a havoc in the classroom. But you had to understand what is going on in his mind.
And how do we get more resources for kids like that? See, those aren't union teachers. Those are administrative personnel, aren't they?
But that's when we need wraparound services. I think we need more psychologists, more social workers than we ever needed before. I think there needs to be one in every school, especially in schools where there are high poverty areas, because this we do know. In those areas, you're going to have a large domestic violence. You're going to have a lot of bullying going on among, right in the family. You know, kids are bullying each other. So they need those wraparound services in those schools. And if that's why I like community schools, where their school is open so that kids can come there for
services. If you think about tools of engaging parents in your schools, what works?
Well, one thing you've got to do, you've got to have an open door. They got to feel welcome. You've got to offer them opportunities to come. And not just come and cut out letters, but actually be engaged in activities. And that's why we want to have our professional development center to talk about how parents can be engaged in schools, how parents can help their students at home, how parents can take courses and be up on what's the latest educational trends. I think those things are important. And that's why I see my professional development center assisting in those ways.
That's a great idea.